Welcome to What's Cooking with Paula Deen. It's all Paula, her dearest friends and family, celebrity chat, special guests, and questions from you.
I think we all know that technology is changing the way people invest. Whether you're a multi-million dollar investor or just starting out, Betterment is the smart answer to the question, how should I manage my money? Powered by smarter technology and personalized for your financial goals, Betterment automatically manages your investments and minimizes taxes, all for a fraction of the cost of traditional financial services. You just set it and forget it. With over 95,000 customers and $2.3 billion under management, Betterment is a smarter, easier way to invest. Isn't it time you use smarter technology to build your wealth? Sign up today and receive up to 6 months free. Get full terms and conditions at betterment.com/podcast. Betterment, investing made better. So sign up for your free trial at betterment.com/podcast. That's betterment.com/podcast.
To ask Paula a question, just visit pauladeen.com and include your phone number if you'd like to chat. Now, let's go see what's cooking with Paula today.
Hello, everybody. It's Paula again today, and I'm sitting here looking at a good-looking, handsome man in a green shirt and a green baseball cap. Y'all meet Jesse Blanco.
Hi, Paula. You kill me every single time. No one on this planet makes me blush more than you. It's hilarious.
I have been told that I can make people blush.
Yeah, I've seen it a couple of times. My ears get hot, the whole thing. But it's okay. How are you?
I'm great.
Good.
I'm great. Doing
good.
Great. I'm so glad to have you here in the studio today. For those of you who might not know who Jesse Blanco is, there's probably not many of y'all out there that don't know him, but he was a TV personality
right here
delivering, was it sports or
no,
news?
No, I did news and then I did sports, then news, then sports again on my way out of the news business.
Well, you have since kind of changed courses a little bit. You're still on TV.
Correct.
But now it's with a food show.
Correct.
How about it?
Yeah. It's 4 years now.
Eat it and like it.
That's right.
Eat it and like it. And quite often, Jesse, I'm up at 7:30 in the morning on Sunday morning. And so I'm always happy when I get to catch your show.
Well, very good. Thank you.
It's a good show. So tell everybody about it.
Well, Eat It and Like It was kind of born by accident here in Savannah 4.5 years ago, a chance conversation. I was in the news business. I was a news anchor here at Fox, the 10 o'clock news. And somebody came up to me and said, hey, why don't you do a food show? Well, what are you talking about? I was out at Tybee Island with the water gun parade that they have out there every year.
Yeah.
And then I said, well, what are you talking about? Well, you like to cook and you do a good job on TV. Why don't you do a cooking show? And I said, well, whatever. Okay, sure. And we made a little pilot, just basically, you know, stand and stir and can he talk and point out stuff. And it actually turned out pretty good.
It's a good show.
Thank you.
It's a good show.
Thank you.
You actually introduce a lot of places kind of in the Lowcountry area. I know it's been good for those businesses.
Yes.
I know
yes.
they love to see you come.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just lets us know about places that we're not aware of.
Correct. Yeah, it's funny. Sometimes I have trouble finding advertisers, but then the ones that I feature on the show, after the fact, they always want to advertise because they know people have seen it.
Have watched it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, Jesse has, he's a good son. He loves his mother, and his mother is still alive.
Yeah.
And at the end of the show, you hear this woman say, eat it and like it. Well, that's Jesse's mama.
That's right. And you know, a story I've actually never shared with you about my mama is that she grew up in New York City.
Yes.
Eating Southern food and soul food in a not a convent, in a a boarding school type of environment with nuns. And those were the foods that they would make. So then she got married and moved down to Miami, and you don't have a lot of those types of foods in Miami. So when I wound up moving here, I took her to this little restaurant that was kind of popular back then called Lady and Sons.
Did you?
I did. And that woman went crazy. No. I think she ran through all of your collard greens that day.
No.
True story. No. And so every time she'd come up to visit me from Miami, when back, this is 1999, 2000, when you were on the Congress Street.
Yes, we moved downtown in 96.
Correct. This was when you were in the first spot downtown.
Yes.
She would come up to visit two, three times, four times a year from Miami on the bus, Greyhound. She didn't want to fly.
Oh my gosh.
I would pick her up at the Greyhound station right there on Oglethorpe. And every time she got in at lunchtime, we'd go. We wouldn't even go home first.
That
we'd go straight to Lady and Sons.
That was the first place you took her. Yeah. Oh, God, love her.
And she'd pig out and sleep the rest of the afternoon.
Well, tell her I said hello.
Will do.
And I hope she's doing well.
She is.
So what are you working on now? You got any?
Yeah.
Things on the stove?
I do. I left the news back on May 24th was my last day.
It was.
Yeah.
So you are done.
I'm done. 23-year run in television news.
But your wife, Sheila.
She's still on the news.
She's still on the news.
And so now for the first time in 4 years and change, I'm doing Eat It and Like It full time.
That's great.
And I took the majority of June off. My daughter went to summer camp down in Orlando, so I went to visit her every weekend. She was there for 3 weeks, so I went down to visit her every weekend. And all of a sudden, you know, my schedule is my own. You can do whatever you want. Found myself in Atlanta and Orlando and here and there and whatever.
Well, in your travels, are you taking advantage of doing visiting places?
Always.
Like in that area.
Always.
Well, that's wonderful.
Always. And sometimes, you know, I have a hard time letting go. We went to St. Augustine for spring break, and I always bring my camera and my equipment and whatever. And there was a place down there that I said, you know, if I can get an interview with them, I'm going to go feature them because I really like it. And I did. And then you get into, well, Sheila and my daughter are in the pool or at the beach having a good time, and I'm here working. Well, where do you cut it off?
Right.
You know?
Right.
But I'm still trying to build all this. Right. So there, as you and I have spoken many, many times, there are no days off.
No. And once you've made a commitment to do something.
Correct.
You have to give it your all.
Correct.
With any type of success, there's always sacrifices.
Yes. Yes. And I have made plenty. I mean, I did 2 years of weekend sports while I was still doing it. I write for the Savannah Morning News.
You are writing for the Savannah Morning
News. I've had a column for a little over 2 years every Thursday.
Yeah. See, we don't take the paper.
Yeah.
We don't take the paper.
But yeah. So.
And what is your column about? Is it sports?
It's about food.
It is about food.
I am Savannah's food critic in the paper.
Oh, well, wonderful.
Yeah, I've been doing that for over 2 years.
Well, I'll be dog. And now, is that in Wednesday's paper?
Thursday. The section, the do section that tells you what to do this weekend, all the fun stuff. I'm there every single Thursday.
Well,
it's very popular.
Well, I'm going to have to remember to pick up a Thursday paper.
Yeah.
And read about what you're writing about. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Have fun.
And you and Sheila and your daughter are fixing to leave for Destin.
Yep, we go down every year.
After I turn him loose from this podcast, he's out of here, y'all.
Yep, Sheila is loading up the car as we speak, and we're gone. My daughter is actually in Nashville with some friends we have up there for the week. She's flying down tonight by herself, first time solo flyer.
Is she?
Yeah, so we'll
be
picking her up.
Well, they take such good care of young people that fly alone. So she'll be in good hands.
Yeah.
So you'll go to the airport in Destin and pick her up.
Correct.
Tonight.
Correct.
Great.
My wife's family, I don't know if you know this, is from that area.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. They're from Dafuniac Springs, Florida. Her grandmother is from Enterprise, Alabama, the whole Dothan area. That whole
LA. She's from LA.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Lower Alabama, y'all.
Exactly. And so a long, long time ago, we went to visit family and got a little cheap motel down on the beach, and the prices were so ridiculous, we thought it'd be nice to have a place here because we have a reason to go with her family there.
Yes.
And so we invested down there 10, 12 years ago, and every year we go, and it's the best investment we've ever made.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, Jamie and Brooke and my grandboys are leaving tomorrow for a week at Destin.
Nice.
And, you know, I've had a chance in the last 10 or 12 years, Jesse, to, you know, do some traveling. I did a working cruise for like 6 years in a row.
Right.
And so I've seen some pretty beaches. But you know what? After seeing all those beaches, Panama City is as beautiful
yes.
as any beach I've ever been on.
Yes, absolutely. And Sheila introduced me to that area
yeah.
because I'm from South Florida. And we yeah. got some nice beaches, but nothing like that out there.
Nothing like the Gulf. It's just breathtaking.
Yeah. And we love it because it's a wonderful family atmosphere
yes.
over there. And
yes.
It's been a great place to go every year and just kind of, as Sheila said when she left work yesterday for a week off, my only worry for the next 8 days is whose turn is it to get out of the pool to get the next beer.
I like that. And if you'll roll your cooler over to the edge, you
That's
can
right.
eliminate that fine.
That's right. We got one of those, too. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, talking about places that are good family environments, I have recently opened up Paula Deen's Family Kitchen in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. Have
Correct.
You ever been there?
I have. I used to live in Nashville. So we used to go over there quite a bit, actually, 3 or 4 times maybe in 3 years.
Well, what a fabulous area
yes.
is that.
Yes.
It's all about families and young people. And
right.
It's just like a little fantasy world, yeah. you know, there. Behind every door is some form of entertainment.
Really? Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It is. Yeah. And the whole yeah. drive up
I mean, it's
is
just
loaded.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Pigeon Forge has exploded. And I think we all owe so much thanks to Dolly Parton.
Yes.
Bringing in Dollywood. She's done so much for that area.
And your restaurant is beautiful. I've seen it in photos.
Thank you. It is beautiful.
Two floors, right?
Yes, it's yeah. 2 floors. And we're located on the island next to Margaritaville.
Uh-huh.
And I'm telling you, I have just, my breath has kind of been taken away from the response of people. And all the visitors, they just come from all over. And on the first floor, we have almost 5,000 square foot gift store.
Oh, wow.
And then we have escalators that take you up to the dining floor.
No kidding.
Yes, and it is beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
And now we're working on Myrtle Beach.
Right.
It's going to be our next area. We just got a gift store opened in Myrtle Beach week before last, and so the restaurant.
Will there be a restaurant there
yes,
as well?
Yes, there
oh,
will be
nice.
A restaurant there, but it'll probably take a year,
right?
You know, to get that going. But Pigeon Forge is another great area,
yep.
like Panama City and
yep.
Sandestin and
right.
Destin.
Yeah.
So I wish you could stick me in your pocket.
Yeah.
And I could go with you.
I'll send you photos. I think of true story. I had a conversation a couple of years ago with Michael, your Michael.
Uh-huh.
They have a big fishing tournament there in Sandestin. And so now ever since then, every time I've gone down there, I look at the marina.
Yes.
And the fishing and the
yes.
boats are going out or the ones that are coming in.
Yes.
And I think of Michael's like this. You know, I'm not a fisherman. I'll go out, but I'm not a deep sea fisherman. But
yeah.
it's a lifestyle that you look at it with those big, beautiful boats and say,
I'm telling
that could
you,
be nice.
It's you're talking about a fantasy world.
Yes.
We got to take a quick break. I think we can all agree that music is one of life's greatest pleasures. It has a tremendous power. It has the power to bring a tear to the eye or to quiet a racing mind. And music also has the power to heal and has been used through centuries to treat depression, create energy, induce sleep, relieve stress, and chronic pain stress. Now Michael Tyrrell has created Whole Tones, the Healing Frequency Music Projects. These frequencies, y'all, were uncovered in the music of King David and believed to have astounding healing effects. And now you can benefit from healing music therapy simply by listening daily to this music in the very own comfort of your home or office. Right now, give yourself the gift of healing and transformation. Don't miss this opportunity to get an absolutely free sample of this music that you can begin using right away. Just visit WholeTones99.com and get a free sample. visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free sample. That's WHOLETones99.com. Again, WHOLETones99.com. What's in season this week, y'all? It's that wonderful sweet raspberry. It's my grandson Jack's favorite fruit, the raspberry. I even put some in my garden so that Jack could go outside and pick them and eat them right off the little vine. And raspberries are so good for you. It offers many things that will make you feel better, make you look better. So you want to make sure you include raspberries in your diet. And to read more about this beautiful fruit, all you have to do is go to pauladeen.com. And we're talking about that wonderful berry, raspberries. Audible.com is the internet's leading provider of spoken word entertainment, information, and educational programming. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Audible has more than 180,000 audio programs from the leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, magazines, and newspaper publishers, and business information providers. All you got to do is download and listen on an iOS device, Android, Kindle Fire, Windows Phone, and other MP3 players. And the great thing is, unlike a streaming service, with Audible, you own your own books. And on top of that, Audible even has a 30-second rewind and a button-free mode that I just love. Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook of your choice and a free 30-day trial membership. Just go to audible.com/Paula and choose from over 180,000 audio programs. Download a title free and start listening. It's that easy, y'all. Go to audiblepodcast.com/Paula. That's audiblepodcast.com/Paula. And get started today. Okay, well, we're back. And Jesse had brought up my husband, Michael.
He was your neighbor. Was the Dogwood home yours or his?
It was his.
So he lived there and you lived next door.
He lived there. I lived in Turner's Cove.
Gotcha.
In one of the row houses on the water.
Okay.
And one day, I had been living there about 9 months. I had taken a hiatus from the restaurant to write the Lady and Son's Just Desserts book. And I lived at the computer or at the stove. And I would take my dogs out, Sam and Otis. They were just two bad little Shih Tzus. I loved them to pieces. And I would take them out the back door on the water side. And we'd always take a right, go to the little square, do our stuff, and come back. Well, one particular hot day in August, we went down the steps, and Otis turned around and looked at me and just hauled Buggy to the left. Well, there was a great big tabby wall that went almost to the water.
Right.
You had like a foot to kind of shimmy around that wall. So Otis and Sam, they hear something on the other side of that wall. They scurry around it, and I try to scoot around there without falling in the water. And lo and behold, I find my dogs pooing under this man's nose. He's propped on his fence, talking on his cell phone. And so my little dogs brought me to Dogwood Avenue, you know, because it's a little Groovaville there.
Right. I didn't know that. I thought that was your home, and he just lived next door. That was his home.
No.
So you moved out there after you moved away from downtown, correct?
Well, we tore down Michael's house because it was like a dock house that had been added onto. So we tore that down, and we built our home that was going to be forever there. And as things escalated in the TV world, we started filming there. So we decided, you know, this is getting kind of hectic. Right. So we built down the road. Back to you. So what are you working on? Are you working on books or more TV shows?
You know, I would love to write a cookbook. I've been asked a couple of times if I was interested by some people who are cookbook managers or whatever.
Yes.
Not my recipes. I'd like to write a book about my experiences with chefs,
yes,
with people like yourself, with,
yes,
Hugh Atchison, with,
yes,
all of these people, and not the celebrity chefs, the people who, you know, just do it for the love of, and not
the,
to make...
The love of.
Right. And I'd like to tell their stories and share,
yes,
their recipes, and,
yes,
yeah, throw in a couple of my own,
yes,
but I, you know...
With, I think you would definitely need recipes.
Yeah, of course, of course, of course. But with four full-time jobs up until May 24th, there's no time for that.
No time, I know.
So,
well, my literary agent is here spending the week with me. Actually, she's here for 2 weeks to spend with me. She knows the literary world backwards and forwards, so we could be a lot of help to you.
Good,
if you decide
that
you want to go down that road.
Yeah, I hear it's
a... contact me.
You got another one coming up, yeah?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. My book, Paula Deen Cuts the Fat, is due out like September the 9th, I think.
Gotta love
and it
that
can
title.
Be pre-ordered on Amazon.
Very nice.
So it's finally getting to... ready to come out of the birth canal,
good,
honey.
Nice.
Because
nice.
Every time you do a project like this, you feel like it's another child, don't
right.
you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course. And I've been fortunate enough, as you have. I did TV news for 23 years, and now I enjoyed every last drop of it. But you know, it's time to do something different, and I found myself doing something I love equally as much.
Right.
That's why it's like a child, because
right.
if you love it. You're only working when your eyes are open.
That's right.
And
That's
and right. trying to figure out how to make it better, easier,
right.
more wonderful.
Right.
And sometimes I get called obsessive. But, hey, if
yeah.
I'm not going to obsess about my baby, then who is?
Who is? You're exactly right. And nobody will tend to your baby the way that you do.
Correct. Correct. And so I do. I've been doing a lot of the production myself.
Yes.
And having a great time in the process.
Well,
so,
like I said, your show is so good.
Thank you.
Now, what's the viewing area for it?
It's here in the Savannah Hilton Head area.
Uh-huh.
On Sunday mornings on WSAV, the local NBC affiliate.
Uh-huh. So if you're not in the viewing area,
right?
What can folks do?
You can go to eatitandlikeit.com.
Eatitandlikeit.com.
Yeah.
That's simple enough.
Yeah, and I have a YouTube channel there, and we put most of the episodes online.
Oh, that's great.
And you can watch from anywhere. Yeah, we actually have people who have watched from, I'd probably say at this point, 8 to 10 different countries.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Congratulations, yeah, Jesse.
Thank you.
That's wonderful. I wish you girls could see him. He is cute. he is cute as a bug's ear sitting here with that cap on, that baseball cap backwards. He's blushing again. His earlobes are red, girls.
They are. They are. They are. Yeah, this is my Visit Savannah hat. I'm very proud of this city and everything it's becoming.
I know.
And you're seeing it too. So
yes. Well, we're going to take another quick break, and you can cool down a little bit and give your earlobes a chance to get back flesh-colored. And we'll be right back, y'all. Y'all, Home Chef is a meal delivery service. They send you and your family a box of fresh ingredients each week with perfectly portioned premium ingredients, spices, and sauces, and easy step-by-step recipes. You know, with all the prep work done, you get to cook delicious gourmet meals in under 30 minutes. Meals like a Dijon bone-in pork chop, Italian chicken in a lemon butter sauce, and shrimp maki sushi rolls are just a few of the boxes Home Chef sends out weekly. Customers love it because it takes so much hassle out of meal prep. I'd love for y'all to try this out. And all you have to do is go to homechef.com/Paula Deen. That's homechef.com/Paula Deen. Use the promo code Paula Deen at checkout. You'll get a $30 discount off your first box and help support my new podcast.
It's time again for Paula's Quick Tips.
You know, not all burgers have to be meat, right? Try this recipe for a portobello mushroom burger that's so good, you probably won't even miss the beef. Preheat your grill to medium-high heat and brush 4 cleaned portobello mushrooms with some olive oil. Season with salt and pepper and grill, placing your mushroom smooth side down. Cover your grill and cook until tender. Let's create the sauce. Combine 1/2 cup of mayonnaise, 1 tablespoon of pesto from the grocery store, and 2 teaspoons of coarsely ground mustard. Just slather that sauce onto the buns, add some arugula and roasted red peppers, and top with a mushroom cap. This is a very healthy option, and it's packed with protein. Whether you're throwing a party or having dinner with family, these grilled cheese and bacon jalapeno poppers are a great appetizer. You just mix 1/2 cup of grated Monterey Jack cheese with 2 tablespoons fresh chopped cilantro. Then cut the tops off of 6 large jalapenos, removing the veins and the seeds. Pack that cheese mixture into the peppers and replace the pepper caps using a toothpick to hold them together. Just wrap an uncooked slice of bacon around each pepper, using another toothpick to secure the bacon. Now grill the peppers on medium-high heat until the bacon is crisp and the peppers are tender, turning them just occasionally. This salty, spicy snack is sure to be a hit. You know, I'm convinced, and I'll always be convinced, that no cookout is complete without fresh coleslaw. So today, I'm going to share with you my lemony coleslaw. If you can measure and mix, you can make it, y'all. In a large bowl, combine a 16-ounce bag of coleslaw mix using the angel hair or the regular cut, 1/2 cup plus 2 tablespoons of mayonnaise, 1/2 cup of both golden raisins and thinly sliced scallions, the zest of 1 lemon, 1 teaspoon of the lemon juice, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, and 3/4 teaspoon of pepper. Toss it all together for a quick side dish. This would also be delicious, y'all, on top of your burgers, on top of hot dogs, or barbecue sandwiches. If you are 21 years or older, you need to know how to make the classic cocktail. I'm talking about today, Pimm's Cup. It's found at restaurants and bars across the country, but now you can make one for yourself right at home. Thoroughly mix together 2 ounces of Pimm's No. 1, 2 ounces of lemon juice, and 1 teaspoon of granulated sugar. Pour over ice into a tall cocktail glass and fill the rest of the cup with lemon-lime soda. Stir it all together and garnish the glass with a slice of cucumber. And remember, while delicious and refreshing, this drink is only for those of legal drinking age. Enjoy, but enjoy it responsibly. My assistant, Brandon, makes some fabulous deviled eggs, and today I get to share that recipe with all of y'all. You just start by halving 12 hard-boiled eggs and placing the yolks in a small mixing bowl. You add 1 tablespoon of horseradish, 2 tablespoons of relish, and some applewood smoked bacon mustard, and mash the whole mixture together. Now pipe the egg yolk mixture into the egg whites and stand back and watch as your friends and family devour this delicious twist on a Southern classic. Whenever Brandon makes these, I swear I can't get enough. I hope you love them as much as I do.
Join us each week for 5 super easy tips that'll make your life in the kitchen so much easier and more fun.
Okay, we're back, y'all. And Jesse, let's talk about food for a minute. Tell me your style.
You know, I'm Cuban. My mom's Puerto Rican. My dad was Cuban. I was raised in Miami with my Cuban family. So I tell everyone I'm Cuban because that's where I spent the majority of my childhood. Yeah. But I have a significant Puerto Rican family up in New York. Cuban food is not spicy like you would think in the sense like Mexican food with hot and jalapenos and that kind of. There's no heat. There's no heat in Cuban food. None.
I didn't realize that. I think about Cuban food being a little spicy.
Nope. I mean, you can get the hot sauces and put that on there. But no, I was raised on a lot of pork and beans and onions and garlic and rice and chicken and stewed dishes and seafood, obviously, grilled and otherwise.
Did y'all not eat a lot of vegetables?
You know, no.
Because I've never seen vegetables on a Cuban menu.
Nope. And if we did, they were fried.
I might be Cuban.
Yeah, right? No.
I might be.
No, I was, you know, those are the foods that I grew up on, and it wasn't until I started dating, believe it or not, a vegetarian that I started getting introduced to all kinds of different vegetables. And I ate tomatoes and lettuce and all that stuff. But yeah, it was a whole different world out there of on the culinary side in South Florida because it's such a cosmopolitan area. Yes. But yeah, I was raised in meat and potatoes. Meat and potatoes. And obviously it all, if there's a centerpiece to a Cuban household, it's the pork, rice, and black beans.
And that's exactly what I think of.
Yep.
You know, Southern food has always gotten a bad rap for some reason. And I've never been able to understand that because I've been able to travel now and I see how different regions of the country eat. I have been nowhere that eats more vegetables than we do here in the South.
Yeah.
We're into okra and corn and black-eyed peas and cucumbers. Tomatoes. I grow all kind of lettuces in my garden, collard greens, turnips, which is all so medicinal.
Yeah.
I just have never understood that.
Yeah, no, me either. Obviously, the fried chicken and the mac and cheese are probably the ones that are the most popular because they're delicious.
Because you're so good.
Right. But that doesn't mean that, you know, you set up your table for your Sunday family meal and that's all that's there. That's what people think because it's so good. Oh, well, no, we're trying to obviously do things a little more healthy as we evolve. But, we put out salads. I've gotten into grains, quinoa and farro and those types of experimental things, just
Bobby,
things that I play
Bobby,
with.
My youngest son loves all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this. If you were going to open a restaurant today, what style would you open?
You know, it's funny because it cracks me up because I have no desire to open a restaurant. None.
You're a smart man.
But if
it's
I did,
a hard way to make a living.
But if I did, I have a concept. I have a name. I have
you
my
do?
Operating hours. Yeah.
No. So in your head, you have your restaurant.
Yeah, I do. It would be called the Cuban Guy.
The Cuban guy, I like it.
And it would only be breakfast and lunch. And we would do I would fly in the bread from wherever I can get some high quality Cuban bread. We do those press sandwiches that they do.
Yes, the paninis.
Yeah, all that stuff. And the coffees and there would be a special of the day, whether today it's, you know, Spanish beef stew, or tomorrow it's chicken and yellow rice. Thursday it's, you know,
so every day you'd have a different special,
right? Plus the sandwiches and the little, you know, things you can grab
and go. What for breakfast? What would you serve for breakfast?
Breakfast, it's a lot of the sliced ham, you know, in a traditional Southern style, baked ham, pork. Bacon, egg, sausage.
Your pork would be in some form of sausage.
Correct.
Now, what is y'all's sausage of choice if you're putting together a Cuban meal?
Chorizo, okay. Yeah. And you can put those in omelets and frittatas and those types of things. But yeah, it would be pretty simple. I'd want to bake as much as I could there and make as much as I could there. But I have this vision of shutting down at 3 o'clock. But I'll never open it.
You know. But you can have such a good time in your head.
I can. And I've been asked since I've been doing Eat It and Like It many, many times. Well, you should open a restaurant. Like, yeah, no. I can never say never.
Yes.
But I can say heck no.
Yes. Yes, you can. And I have to tell you, Jesse, the restaurant business is one of the hardest ways in the world to make a living. I had a party at my house on Monday night. We had auctioned off a dinner for the Telfair Museum here in town, and it was for 10 people, and we had the best time. I had a typical Southern lady and son's meal, and they wanted me to demo something, show them a little cooking,
right.
So I decided that I would share with them how I fry my shrimp and how I make my tartar sauce. And so they gathered around the stove. I showed them how I did fried my shrimp. And the tartar sauce, you know, it's just so simple. It's just very, very simple, but so delicious. And I served the fried shrimp and tartar sauce as their appetizer to them. before we sat down to eat. And I said, I think I looked at all those faces, the faces of those 10 people. They were drooling. They said, these are the best shrimp I've ever put in my mouth. Immediate gratification for me.
Yes.
And I think that's why people pleasers especially get hooked on this restaurant business.
Yes.
Because we love to make people happy.
Yes.
And I say, thank you, Lord, that I'm in this business and not life insurance business.
I completely agree. We do a Christmas Eve party at our house every year. Christmas Eve being the huge Hispanic Latin American celebration of Christmas. It's a bigger party on Christmas Eve than anything we do on Christmas. But we've gotten to the point where we invite all of the people here in Savannah, our friends, who aren't going home to visit family, or they're single or whatever.
And I'm sure I'll get an invitation this year. I just feel very
well. There
sure
you go.
About that.
Yes, yes, yes. You can even bring Michael.
Okay. I couldn't come without Santa Claus.
That's right. And so we're up to probably 65, 70 people.
No.
Yeah. And I spend all day cooking. I open that first bottle of red wine about 9 a.m. and start chopping peppers and whatever. And by the time, to underscore your point, by the time everyone gets there, I don't eat. I just walk around asking people, how's the food?
How's the food?
I could have 10 people in a row say, it's the best thing I've ever eaten. I'm going to ask number 11, how's the food?
You darn tootin'.
And when they say it's wonderful, it's like a drug. You just are happy making people happy.
Yes.
In my case, especially at Christmas.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Make
sure
everyone's glass is full, plate is full.
I know
smiles everywhere.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What you're saying.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's a wonderful feeling, and I'm glad to be able to do it.
I know, and you know, I think that's just the way we show our love, us folks down in the South.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
You know,
I agree.
Just the way we say I love you.
There's a very huge parallel between Southern culture, my wife being Southern, and the Hispanic culture that I grew up in. The bigger the family, I've probably got more cousins than I have shoes.
Really?
And all of my childhood memories were, you know, Memorial Day weekend at the beach.
Uh-huh.
20 of us, 30 of us, we'd rent out half the little motel.
Oh, my gosh.
And so big family things and Sunday gatherings and baptisms.
Eat a lot, talk loud.
Right, right. And my dad especially, and my uncles, the more beer they drank, the bigger the lies.
Oh, yeah. They have lots of stories, and some of them actually happened.
Correct. Last year you said you didn't catch any fish. This year it was bigger than the boat, yeah.
So, Jesse, I've got a question for you. I've been holding off for a little bit. We had someone write in and ask this question. In fact, his name was Adam, wrote in and said, what's the difference between a plantain and a banana? So can you set that straight for Adam and me?
Bananas, they're all in the same family, obviously, but plantains, you can't just peel the skin off and eat it. They're not sweet at all.
Right.
You know, the ones that I prefer are the big green ones. The more green they are, the better. They fry better.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but they're not sweet at all.
I did not know that.
They're not sweet at all. You don't eat them just like that.
Okay. So it's just the reverse for a banana.
Correct.
You want it yellow.
Correct.
And the plantain you want to buy is green, solid green as you can get.
As solid green as you can get it. Sometimes you see them start to turning yellow, and the more yellow they are, the more, in this case, you want to stay away from them, yeah.
Are they pretty good if you let them yellow to
eat
them?
They're not as sweet. They're not as sweet. So you could let it turn yellow, and it'll probably turn black before it becomes a real banana like, you know, we would put in a smoothie or something like that. Uh-huh. It's not for that because they're not as sweet. They're bigger.
Are plantains good for you?
Well, the only way I eat them is fried, so anything in moderation.
Yes. Well, you know, that's really the way I'm trying to go now. When I got serious about being a type 2 diabetic, you know, I went in my kitchen, I threw everything out that was white. The white potatoes, the white rice, white bread, white sugar. If it was white, the only thing I kept white in my kitchen was cauliflower.
Really?
And I love cauliflower, and it has almost no fat or calories.
Right.
But now that I've brought everything back into my kitchen, I'm moderation.
Yes.
Don't you think it's such an important word?
Yes.
That we need to take more seriously.
Yes. Yeah.
In everything that we do.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I save when I go to Lady and Sons. I go probably a couple of 2-3 times a year when family comes to town or friends. And you know what? Yeah, sure. Those types of foods, you can't eat them all the time.
Yeah. And I've never, ever recommended that somebody eat fried chicken and macaroni and cheese every day.
No.
I do suggest that on the days that you do, make it the very best that you're capable of.
Absolutely. My sister, who actually I moved her up here a couple of months ago, she's here now too.
Oh, good. So now you got a sister living in town.
Yeah, yeah. And help
Wonderful.
Me out, keeping tabs on mom.
Is she as pretty as you are good looking?
She wishes.
Is she older or younger?
She's older. She's 8 years older.
Okay.
She actually, talk about moderation, she lost the better part of her foot to diabetes.
No.
She's in a wheelchair, yeah.
No.
Yeah. But she's a firecracker. She drives me crazy. But
my goodness.
Yeah. But
we have to really take this seriously. And, you know, everybody I talk to, and so many people know that I was diagnosed with it. I've been so fortunate. I go to my doctor on a regular basis. If I don't get anything else done, I take my medications.
Sure, of course.
You know, I'm just...
You have to.
...insane about my medicine.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've been so fortunate that my body reacted very well to the medicine. You know, people ask me and I'll say, oh, I'm doing great. My A1C is 5.4. And I said, how about you? Are you a diabetic? And one night this man said, well... Yeah, but I only take my medicine if my feet start bothering me. And I said, please don't say that to me.
You can't do that.
Please don't do that. Go see your doctor and take your medication. I can't tell you how important that is. Tell your sister I said hello.
I will.
I hope she loves Savannah as much as I do.
She does. She's a huge fan of yours.
Oh, good.
I've been planning to bring her to one of your book signings. So we'll get there.
Good, good. Yeah. Well, I can't thank you enough for coming
in.
I know that you're ready to hit that road for Destin.
Yes, I do.
And I just thank you so much. And I hope that y'all out there listening will make a point to check out Eat It and Like It. It's entertaining and very informative.
Yes, eatitandlikeit.com.
Yes, eatitandlikeit.com, y'all.
Thank you, Paula.
So, Jesse, you'll come back, right?
Anytime. Anytime Paula calls, whatever I can do to help. So you
well,
let me know.
Listen, kiss the family for
we'll
me.
We'll
and
do.
Y'all have a fabulous family time together.
Thank you.
And until next week, y'all, it's me, Paula, signing off with love and best dishes. I think we all know that technology is changing the way people invest. Whether you're a multi-million-dollar investor or just starting out, Betterment is the smart answer to the question, how should I manage my money? Powered by smarter technology and personalized for your financial goals, Betterment automatically manages your investments and minimizes taxes, all for a fraction of the cost of traditional financial services. You just set it and forget it. With over 95,000 customers and $2.3 billion under management, Betterment is a smarter, easier way to invest. Isn't it time you use smarter technology to build your wealth? Sign up today and receive up to 6 months free. Get full terms and conditions at betterment.com/podcast. Betterment, investing made better. So sign up for your free trial at betterment.com/podcast. That's betterment.com/podcast.
Join us each week for What's Cooking with Paula Deen. It's your chance to ask her anything. Just visit pauladeen.com and include your phone number if you'd like the chance to talk with her live.